Hello, Spring Hill College Badger fans, for the fourth episode of the Spring Hill College Sports Podcast. I am Devin Golden. I am the interviewer and, I guess, speaker of the Spring Hill College Sports Podcast. I run and everything. This is a weekly sports podcast I am doing for my senior seminar project, just kind of let y'all know exactly what we're doing. Last week, we interviewed Coach Thompson of the basketball team, heading into a week where we were playing Belhaven and LSU Shreveport, both ranked teams. We beat Belhaven at home, dropped one to Shreveport, but we have two games left in the season against Loyola and Mobile, both at home. And, of course, Badger Brawl week, we're playing Mobile at home. It's always an exciting time. So I will talk about, of course, Badger Brawl, and I will have senior guard Marcus Coleman. He has hit the 1,500-point mark, and he's 12th in school history in points scored. He is, of course, the staple. When you think of the team, you think of Marcus, but he definitely has been, you know, one of the faces of the team for a very long time, and he is one of the leaders of the team. Well, I will talk with him heading into Badger Brawl, and of course, the baseball team. Just kind of give them a nice little shout out. They pulled off a sweep at Loyola. They are 8-1 in conference and 8-2 overall. If there was rankings. Whenever the rankings do come out, they most certainly should be in the top 25, in my opinion. I kind of want to see what, you know, excited whenever Belhaven and William Carey, those are two more ranked teams, if they ever come to Spring Hill or we have to go on the road and see how we do against them. But, you know, we're looking really strong in baseball. And, of course, the softball team has begun their season. I will be interviewing Coach Allison Sellers-Cook for next week's show. But let's get right down to it. I have senior guard Marcus Coleman with me. I think he hit the 1,500-point mark, correct? You hit that against Belhaven?
Recently, yeah.
And then that you're 12th ranked in school history, and you're second in the NAI in three-pointers made. Basically the leader of the team. I mean, I guess one would say, I don't know if you want to say that, but...
I guess I'm supposed to kind of be the leader of the team. I am a senior, and,
yeah,
you know.
But he's been, I guess, the staple of the team for the past three years and whatnot. So Badger Brawl week, I know it's kind of exciting for the fans and of course the players. Two games left, both at home. I know we're a pretty good home team. Mm-hmm. I guess, are you kind of excited heading into the games against Loyola? It's Loyola and Mobile.
Mobile, yeah, I'm very excited. Loyola, they really take the game serious. They call it like the Jesuit Classic.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm very excited, and I just want to go out and help my team win. And Mobile, that senior night, my last home regular season game, and I just want to go out and show the fans, you know. Show the fans a good time.
I've always kind of wondered this. I've only been to one game on the road, and it was actually at Mobile this past season. And just because we had like a purple out at Mobile and whatnot. And I noticed there were a lot more Spring Hill fans there than Mobile fans. Would you say, like, I guess because you played in so many different arenas and at so many different places, would you say that SHC fans are the rowdiest or most active? Or I mean, you can even say no, but
well, actually I do. It's a lot of, like, in New Orleans, a lot of alumni, they come and show support for us and our teams. And actually we went to Shreveport this past weekend, and I was surprised to see a few SHC people out there supporting us. So yeah, we probably are the most consistent on going to away games as far as fans go.
Because I remember for the championship game against Shreveport, we had a lot of people.
Yeah,
and we probably had more people
than the bus.
Yeah, we had more people than the Shreveport. From what I heard, we basically drowned them out. That's good. I mean, I want to go to the game if we have a road game in the tournament. I want to go to that game if they have buses and whatnot.
Yes.
I guess talk about, you know, I know that, you know, missing Jeremy Price from last year because he was such a good. He had such a good shot. But Patrick Grant against Belhaven, you know, hitting his threes, he led the team with 20 points. How important, I guess, is it for someone like Jeremy Price did last year and like Patrick Grant did against Belhaven to step up and kind of take some pressure off of, I guess, you?
Taking the pressure off me, it really makes us kind of a better team because teams, you know, they already know what I'm going to do. Their coaches, I'm like all in there, like the, I forgot what it's called. My mind went blank, but I'm all in like the game plan.
Okay.
Their game plan is like basically like stopping me, and they think that's, I guess, giving them a better chance to win. But Pat stepping up and Chris Dees, he's a good role player. If they step up, then we're a very difficult team to beat.
Who's your favorite teammate to play with, or like your closest friend on the team? If you don't want to say anyone, but
closest friend or closest person to play with?
I guess closest person to play with, or who do you gel the most with?
Playing with, I really don't know, but like closest friend is probably Rico.
He's my favorite player on the team, only because he's in my writing for television class.
Oh, okay, cool. closest friend, but probably Pat, because I know what he's going to give me. Like, he's going to give us 110% every time he hits the floor, and like, that's all he expects out of us is to give him 110% just like he is, but he's probably my favorite person to play.
He's definitely the most like, he gets the most into it and, like, the most vocal as far as, like, getting on himself and getting on the team. But I just like whenever Rico comes in, I think he's cool. He does all the little things.
Yeah,
he won't score a lot of points, but he'll get a lot of rebounds.
Very energetic.
Yeah. And he plays good defense. I like. And, of course, he has the little, like, the mask. I don't want to pick on him, but I think the mask is cool. It makes him look like Horace Grant.
He lost his strap, so now he doesn't play with it anymore. But
that's fine, but he's still cool. I think he does all the little things. And he's a good defensive player.
Yeah, great person, too, by the way.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy from writing for television.
Oh, yeah.
So, like you said, I know you mentioned senior night. How important would it be to beat Mobile on your last game of the regular season?
It's nothing more that I, you know, would want to do, because our showing at Mobile, that really wasn't us. That, you know, we did not come to play. We just weren't in it. But this time around, you know, it's like a mulligan. It's 0-0 now. It's just we know what we have to do. We know what they do. And we just got to go out there and show up.
I talked to Coach Thompson last week. One of the things I noticed, and I looked at the stats, was the free throws and the rebounds. But y'all did a really good job with those against Belhaven, and one of the reasons why y'all won, because we out-rebounded them and our free throws went in. Whereas against Mobile, the free throws weren't falling,
You know, a team that we're entitled to, you know, have some bad games.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, I guess that's an excuse, but Mobile, I give a lot of credit to Mobile, actually. They had a good game plan. They came and hit us in the mouth, and they play very well.
I mean, they're very energetic with their full court press and whatnot. So, I agree. You know, you're definitely, you know, every team's going to have some bad games. But I think that the Belhaven game was a really good game, especially with the energy that we played with. And, you know, we did a really good job with the rebounding and the defense. I think we played a great game. So, Coach Thompson, I know you he's been your coach for a long time. Is he a really big motivational speaker in the locker room?
I really think that's his strongest point.
Really?
You know, as like, he has so many, you know, motivational stories. He knows how to get his team pumped up for a game. And I really think that's a strong point of his.
Because I know you've been playing with him, or he's been your coach ever since you came. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I know he's been here for a long time. And he took, and of course, y'all made the run last year. All the way to the championship game, you know, using your momentum. So far, if we beat Loyola and Mobile, you know, we've won two of our past three, I think, because we beat, it was Dillard, and then we beat Belhaven, and then Shreveport. So if we can win these last two, we win four out of the last five. You think that'll kind of give us a chance to make a run?
That really would give us a lot of momentum going into the game. We have people that are playing well. The key to our success is really, you know, getting the ball down low to Nick. If we get Nick and Owen, if we get those two involved, then the rest should handle itself. Because we're a good defensive team for the most part. So I think the momentum going into the tournament will do us justice.
And I remember watching the Belhaven game, that Nick would seem like he was just having his way down low. And then if Owen can pop up and hit that little mid-range jump shot that he always hits.
Yes.
And, of course, he can even sometimes hit threes, and it kind of sends the crowd crazy because you never see a big guy hit a three.
Yep.
I think so. I think we can definitely go run. And we should have a home game in the first round or possibly.
If we're, like, at least 7-3. I know we won't get to 10th place. We won't get to last place. But if we're 7-10, then we can get a home game, and then we have to travel.
But if we might be looking like a 6 seed and get a bye, and then we'll travel. Exactly. But we might travel close by. We might travel like Mobile or something, which will be cool because all the fans will go and watch. I hope we can pull it out. We had two games, and I know the fans were all really excited, of course, for Badger Bowl and stuff.
I appreciate all the fans, too, because they really showed us a lot of support this year.
Well, good luck to you, Marcus.
All right, thank you.
And I'm glad to have you on the show. Like I said, it wouldn't take that long. So.
Oh, yeah, no problem, no problem. All right, man. Anytime.
All right. Once again, I would like to thank Marcus Coleman for joining me today. It's always good to have, you know, a player on the team and whatnot. Nice to get a little fresh perspective, since he is also a student at Spring Hill College, and the target of this podcast is to reach out to the students and alumni. So once again, thank you, Marcus, and good luck to the basketball team. And that will do it for this week's episode. Like I said, next week we will have Coach Allison Sellers-Cook of the softball team. They have begun their season at the Faulkner Invitational Tournament this past weekend. And they have, of course, more games coming up. I will interview her for next week's show. And fans, go out and support the team on Thursday against Loyola. And, of course, go out and support the team against Mobile for Boundary Brawl on Saturday night. And, of course, go to all the events that the school is putting on for the entire week known as Badger Brawl. And let's just, you know, let's root on our basketball team because everyone knows we love the basketball team. And, you know, of course, let me give a shout-out to the women's team. The women's team got a really, really exciting win over Belhaven. And I don't want to sound like it never happens, but it was a really, really exciting game, and I want to give some props to the women's team. I know, you know, they don't get it a whole lot. And I want to see a lot of fans at the women's games as well. Because I know we kind of overlook the women's team sometimes, and just go to the men's games. I want to see a lot of fans at the women's games, especially for Loyola and especially for Mobile, because it is not just the men's team that's in Badger Brawl; it's the women's team as well. So, until next week, let's get some revenge on Mobile from the loss that we suffered at their arena. Let's get some revenge and let's end this season on a good note.